Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of January, 2021. Got the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Get ready for the CES 2021 experience in your slippers or bathrobe or underwear, you know, whatever you fancy. That's because the virtual CES 2021, yep, it's about to begin. Now, it will be a first for CES. It is actually their first virtual event. And even though it doesn't really actually start till next week, some companies are already starting to make some announcements. Now, according to the organizers of CES, even though this thing is going to be virtual, it's going to be the best one ever, showcasing a whole bunch of products that you wouldn't imagine seeing. Then again, a lot of times with products we say, why are we seeing this? Regardless, we're going to have you covered here on the BTN News Show with all the good, all the crap, and all the stuff that makes you go, Speaking of those companies that are unveiling some secrets that will be coming to CES, at least at their virtual booths, Samsung says their new TVs, yep, it's going to be easy for you to just take them out, put them up on the wall, no problem. Yeah, these new TVs coming from Samsung, the wall set, we all remember that, yeah, will be running via the micro LED technology. Now, there will be, of course, that 110-inch model, followed by the 99-inch model, but if your real estate on your walls just lacking a little bit, they also have an 88-inch one as well. Now, if you are looking at your wall right now thinking, yep, I've got the space, according to Samsung, you'll just pick it up at the store, install it in your home, and you won't need any help from custom installers. But hopefully it goes as smooth as they're saying, especially when you fork over $100,000+ for a television set. Mac users, do you use Outlook? Are you forced to use Outlook? It's more of that way, isn't it? Well, you won't be forced to use Outlook much longer. That's because Microsoft is going to replace Outlook for Mac and take everything to the web. Now, if we travel back in time a little bit here, this is kind of like counterproductive. You might remember Microsoft said, yeah, they've redesigned Outlook for Mac. But apparently Microsoft said, wait a minute, well, let's just scrap the whole damn thing. And now they're just going to replace it with a whole client-based Outlook webpage. Now, the code name currently right now is Monarch, and Monarch is basically Microsoft taking the cheap way out, so they can build a single Outlook client that stretches across Windows, Mac, and of course, just if you want to just access it via the web, say like a Chromebook. Now, even though it will be on the web, it's actually still based on the pre-existing Outlook web app. If you're used to the setup, yeah, this shouldn't feel much different to you. As far as when we'll be seeing the new Outlook on the web, preview should be hitting our screens sometime at the end of this year. And finally, hey, speaking of Windows, are you still on Windows 7? I'm going to guess it's highly likely that maybe one of our listeners out there is. Because according to Microsoft, Windows 7, yep, it just won't die. That's because 100 million people are still running the thing. Now, personally, yeah, I got a hands up. I got a Windows 7 machine. Not connected to the web, but it needs to run certain software that it just doesn't run really well on Windows 10. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Now, is it too surprising to hear this? Probably not. We already know, at least according to Microsoft, there's about 1.5 billion users of Windows. And when you're trying to switch over and switch over and switch over, yeah, that's kind of a long process. Especially when you enjoyed the operating system so much, you just refuse to give in. Now, currently, there are 1 billion active users on Windows 10. So if you're saying around 100 million on Windows 7, it's almost scary to think, what are those other 400 million people using? Yeah, it's like a nightmare on Hacker Street to think about that one. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to the news show, and you can support the news show over there. It is with your contributions each and every month that we can keep doing this show for you day in and day out. So if you love what we do here at the news show for you, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can do your part in helping keep the news show on the air. And those of you right now supporting us each and every month, thank you so, so very much for your support. Find our Facebook page too and give us a little like or thumbs up, whatever the hell they call it over there right now, at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Yeah, we'll be back with your FRIDAY edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.